Open House this week will feature guest hosts from the South Mountain Partnership. The South Mountain Partnership is a collaborative network of people and organizations protecting and promoting the agricultural, natural, cultural, and recreational resources of Adams, Cumberland, Franklin, and York counties. Over time, we have transformed into an alliance of citizens, businesses, nonprofits, colleges and universities, and government agencies all working together because we love the place that we call home. Our work can only move forward with the help of our partners, and today we want to highlight the important work they are doing in the region. We hope you will join us. Click the link below or scan the QR code to learn more about our State of the Region project. Welcome to Open House, a program celebrating great people doing great things in our community. I'm Megan Clark with the South Mountain Partnership, and today joining me is Brandon Hoover, a conservation and recreation specialist with DCNR.
Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, thanks for coming out today. So we are doing a partner interview on South Mountain Partnership, and for those that don't know, the South Mountain Partnership is a network of conservation partners and organizations consisting of government offices, county planning agencies, parks and recs departments such as DCNR. So tell us about a little bit about yourself, what you do at DCNR, and anything else you'd like to share.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So I'm a conservation and recreation specialist with the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which is our state agency that oversees our state parks, manages our state forests, and also works very closely with a lot of our local municipalities and local organizations, such as South Mountain Partnership, which is a conservation landscape, one of eight conservation landscapes across the Commonwealth, to focus on really carrying out DCNR's mission, right? And DCNR's mission is to sustain and preserve and enhance the natural resources of Pennsylvania for current and future generations, right? And so we care as an agency, kind of the way I like to describe it is we care deeply about the places people call home. We want to manage those places well. And so I like to joke and kind of talk about the fact that no matter how hard we try as the human species, we cannot photosynthesize, right? We try really hard in the summer to photosynthesize by laying out, but we can't, right? Because we're not primary producers. We're not like the plants that are primary producers. And so as an agency, right, that is responsible for managing these resources, we as a human species have to take our lives from this world, right? We have to sustain ourselves with the natural resources that we have at our disposal. And what we are really concerned about is ensuring that those natural resources are preserved and enhanced for everybody's enjoyment and everyone's livelihood, right? And so that's kind of the work that we do as in DCNR. For me, in my role, I work for the Bureau of Recreation and Conservation, which is a smaller bureau within the agency. And we're really focused on creating equitable recreation space, right? Because those natural resources are good for people's stress levels and overall well-being to be out in the natural world, right? So we want to ensure that we're creating equitable recreation spaces that are readily available to everybody, and that those spaces are part of everybody's daily kind of fabric of daily lives. And then on top of that, ensuring that they are being sustained with the best environmental practices possible, right? So that's kind of the work that I do, that we do in DCNR. And then my primary responsibility is to work on our statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, which I'll spend a little bit more time talking about.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all of that awesome work you do. I know personally I'd go a little crazy if I didn't have all these amazing hiking trails so close to me. So what would you say are some of the fastest growing recreational resources in the South Mountain region?
Yeah, so I talked about the fact that my responsibility is to work on a statewide comprehensive recreation plan. And so I'll talk, one of the things that we do every 5 years is to update this recreation plan to ensure that we qualify for federal funding to actually distribute those funds out into the community and enhance the well-being of Pennsylvanians. And we do a lot of research every 5 years when we're developing this plan to see like what are some of the trends and what's happening in the recreation world. One of the fastest growing or one of the top activities across the state, and it certainly is not exclusive, you know, it would include South Mountain region, is walking and hiking. Right, walking, running, and hiking are the top activities by far that most Pennsylvanians really enjoy doing, it's really exciting in the South Mountain region that we do have a lot of really great parks that encourage that.
Absolutely,
we have some really great trails that encourage that as well, and even more that are being worked on and planned for. The interesting thing is the fastest growing. You asked about the fastest growing. I'm going to highlight two. Mm-hmm. One is actually our paddle sports. So any kind of canoeing, kayaking, paddle boarding, our water-based recreation is a huge asset for Pennsylvanians. And I think the same could be said in the South Mountain region. And that's twofold. One, I think there is a greater accessibility. We've done a lot of really great work in investing in boat launches and access to waterways. And then the other is, in the face of a shifting climatic patterns, we're seeing a lot more high heat days, right? So days well over 90 degrees or heat indexes that are reaching triple digits. And Pennsylvanians are looking for places to cool off and recreate still outside. And paddle sports is a really great way for folks to do that. So that's a really fast growing activity and one of the top activities that people would most like to try. The second one actually is our cycling. Biking, riding bikes, cycling is one of the top growing or one of the activities that people would most like to try but haven't. And that I think is directly connected to the South Mountain region, particularly with Michaux and the Cumberland Valley and some of our really great assets here in this area. We have really great road cycling. We have gravel cycling has boomed, and we have some of the best back gravel roads here. And people come from all over, from Maryland, from Virginia, the DC area, to actually ride some of our, just right here in the South Mountain region. Like, we are a tourist destination for a lot of people for outdoor recreation, specifically around cycling, which is really exciting. And then the other one is mountain biking. Mountain biking is a fast growing, riding some kind of natural surface trails, right? Is a really fast growing activity. And we see a lot of investment and a lot of people really interested in engaging in those type of activities across the state, but definitely here in South Mountain. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'll have to get myself into paddling sometime soon then. Well, you mentioned a bit about how outdoor recreation is becoming such a huge thing in the South Mountain region. Mm-hmm. How would you say environmental health, public health, and economic development are directly tied to the growing outdoor recreation industry?
Yeah, those are two really big things that we care deeply about as an agency. Health is directly tied to people's overall well-being, right? Physical health and outdoor recreation, outdoor activities is so incredibly linked. Research from the NIH shows that green space exposure or exposure to some kind of green space and the activities that occur within green spaces contribute to approximately 100 different health outcomes, right? So just 100 different, approximately 100 different health outcomes directly tied to green space. Lower rates of cholesterol, lower rates of type 2 diabetes, lower rates of asthma and other types of health outcomes like that. So health is a really, really important aspect of outdoor recreation and something that we really value. Interesting though, in our research, we have begun asking about the connection between outdoor recreation and mental health outcomes.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that has emerged in some of the work that we're doing is actually seeing that Pennsylvanians across the board agree at a higher rate that they recreate because it is essential to their mental health. Right, it's actually at a higher rate than their physical health, and so people are. It's a higher driver for people to go outside and paddle, like I talked about, or ride their bike, or walk, or play pickleball, or whatever it might be. Take their kids to the playground. They're doing it primarily because of a kind of inherent desire to be outside because they see a deep connection with how they feel. And so it's not just our physical health that's still very high. People very much so care about their physical health and their connection to outdoor recreation. But the mental health is really a really awesome and unique driver that we're like just scratching the surface on how beneficial it is. But we do know that most Pennsylvanians really, really agree that is a primary driver of their outdoor recreation. You asked about economic health and economic well-being, and that is another really big push. We have a great Office of Outdoor Recreation and Governor Shapiro actually in like one of the first moves when he was in office was to establish the Office of Outdoor Recreation, and did a really great job of pushing, growing the outdoor Pennsylvania recreation economy. We have the sixth, I want to say don't I think yeah I want to say the sixth largest outdoor economy in the country in Pennsylvania. It contributes about $17 billion annually to Pennsylvania's GDP. That is a lot, right? And what's really awesome about the outdoor economy in Pennsylvania is that it is, it's place-based, right? Like it's not something that is being taken from the shelf, from an Amazon warehouse in New York or Ohio and being shipped here. It is like you are going out to have an ice cream after you recreate outside, right? You're going out for lunch with some pals after a ride. I cycle, I ride my bike a ton, and like the coffee shop ride is an oftentimes like a referenced thing that people do. They know it's a leisurely ride, it's gonna be chill, and there's always gonna be a stop for coffee and pastries, right? And so like those are direct ties to the economic well-being, and they're so incredibly place-based. So for South Mountain, what's really exciting about the South Mountain region and the push for in the South Mountain region for more trails and more connectivity is our trail users, right? Our trail users, horseback riders, mountain bike users, cyclists, hikers, walkers, et cetera. Our trail users are actually some of the highest spenders in a region. Right, so when they go and do their outdoor activity, they're oftentimes gonna go and take their family out for lunch, or they're gonna go out for a beer, or they're gonna check in to a hotel because they're actually have a whole weekend trip oriented around their outdoor recreation, right? And so it's so incredibly place-based, and it's a really great economic driver for a lot of local regions. One of our primary goals is actually to help local municipalities and local communities figure out how to tap into that outdoor economy. And that's the resources that we want to be as an agency. We want to be a resource for communities to do that. And then the other thing is we want to actually help them analyze, right, the actual impact of the outdoor economy on their community, right? So making sure that they understand the numbers and see how many dollars are flowing through their community from the outdoor recreation space, right? And so those are some things that we're working on, are super excited about coming down the pike.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to see what comes from that.
Yeah.
And I can personally say, if you have a rough day at work or something, the best thing for you is going out and getting a good hike in, or walking around the community, seeing familiar faces and businesses, and just so important to preserve that.
Yeah, the research shows that it actually reduces cortisol levels like drastically, which is one of the biggest hormone connectors to high stress, right? And so like just being outside is the scientific literature and research shows a significant reduction in cortisol levels.
Yep.
And so I think it's a great after work activity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's so important.
Yeah.
And I know we already have so many benefits from all of these factors coming together, but why do you think a regional trail system would be attractive, particularly to this region, and what do you think will be possible in the future from it?
Yeah, regional trail connectivity is the number one requested recreational asset from Pennsylvanians.
Oh, wow.
It's like the number one. Like if you ask a list of like what are your recreation investment priorities, right, from restrooms at local parks to pavilions and education centers to riparian buffer zones and environmental protection, all these things. Regional trail connectivity is like that consistently shows up over the last 10 years as the number one priority for investment. And so it's what Pennsylvanians want. They want more trails. And not just more trails, but really connected trails, right? And whether that is for ATVs and other off-highway vehicles, or for mountain bikers or hikers or cross-country skiers or whatever it might be, like people want to be able to get from point A to point B without having to go on a dangerous road network,
yep.
Right? Or they don't mind going on a road network if it's safe and set aside, right? Maybe through bike lanes or other types of infrastructure like that that prioritizes and helps pedestrians navigate safely between two different recreation zones or two different recreation areas. On top of that, I talked about the economic side of recreation and downtowns. People want to be able to get from a recreation space to a downtown without having to get in their car and drive, right? They want to be able to say, like, I'm here in this on this mountain, I'm here, you know, in Michaux or whatever it might be in the South Mountain region, and I want to be able to get to Chambersburg, or I want to be able to get to downtown Shippensburg pretty quickly. And maybe not even quickly, maybe just, like, I want to be able to get there,
yeah.
And have an ice cream, have dinner, have a drink with my mates, like whatever it might be. And so like that connectivity is really, really valuable. In the Bureau of Recreation and Conservation, one of our primary funding strategies is actually to close trail gaps, right? So gaps in big trail networks. The Cumberland Valley, you know, rail trail here from Shippensburg or in and around Shippensburg, right? There are various like gaps in that trail. Like it could be 1 mile gaps, it could be 5 mile gaps. We have a big funding priority to close priority trail gaps, and we've actually done research to identify the over 200 trail gaps that exist across the Commonwealth, and we want to prioritize like funding projects that are going to close those gaps, either through working with private landowners or connecting with local municipalities, finding unique on-road strategies to connect those trail gaps. There's all sorts of ways that can happen, but regional trail connectivity is like the number one investment priority for Pennsylvanians, and so we're working to try to make Pennsylvania a really great place to come ride your bike. We're already one of the top states in the country for rail trail networks and just like the total number of rail trails. If we can connect those, it would be a huge asset for the region.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that would help solve a lot of accessibility issues for people, maybe
absolutely.
Lack of transportation, and now they have a trail they can easily walk to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because the transportation aspect alone is huge. To be able to get to work or school or right to not have to have 2, 3, sometimes 4 cars per family.
Yeah.
Right. It's a lower economic threshold to be able to get a bike, even an e-bike. E-assisted bikes are becoming really popular. It's also accessible for older Pennsylvanians. We're becoming an older state.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have an aging population, and we want to provide recreational assets and resources for them as well. Trails connected trails are a great way to do that. Yeah.
Well, I hope this is a good way to get more people on your trails and utilizing those recreational resources.
Yeah.
So aside from this regional trail connectivity, are there any other passion projects you are currently working on at DCNR?
Yeah, I talked about, I'll highlight three. Partnerships and some of our we thrive on partnerships. We thrive on working with folks like South Mountain Partnership, like other municipalities who are on the ground doing really, really great work. What we want to be doing now, we're developing this new recreation plan. It'll be available in early 2025. It'll be the 2025 to 2029 outdoor recreation plan. And we've got a few things that we want to work on. One, I already talked about mental health, right? We want to resource mental health professionals. We want to get more messaging out to connect folks to our recreational assets as a commonwealth, as a state, to try to ameliorate, try to solve some of our mental health crisis, some of the challenges that we experience across Pennsylvania. So mental health is a big project that we want to be working on and focused on. The other is that we want people to recreate more with others. One of the biggest barriers to recreation that we find in the research, one of the biggest barriers is particularly for women and particularly for diverse communities, not having anybody to go with was listed as one of the major barriers, right? People talked about safety, people talked about not knowing what to do or even where to go. And so encouraging community connections in our outdoor spaces is really, really valuable and important. The last time we did a rec plan, it was right before COVID.
Oh,
right?
Boy. Yep.
And COVID showed us that we feel more isolated than we did. We're more digitally native than actually native to our land. And we're missing those connections with others, right? And
Definitely. So we
want to encourage people to recreate more with each other and with other folks. One of the ways that people do that oftentimes is actually through community, either local clubs, right? And so we want to highlight and encourage and support local clubs that are out there, recreation clubs, whether it's a pickleball club or a mountain bike club or it could just be a walking or hiking club, right? We want to highlight those clubs that are out there. The other way that people do it is through events.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this a lot in Michaux State Forest. We see a lot on our public lands. There's a kind of a boom in some way, and it only seems to be growing, of major events. And it kind of makes sense, right? Because if you think about it, if a baseball or soccer team, if all they did was practice, right, and didn't play a game, they wouldn't be the two most popular sports in the world, right?
True.
And I think the same goes for rock climbers, for pickleballers, if they don't have a way to have either some kind of competition or a way to challenge themselves, it's the same as any kind of youth sport league, right? You want to be able to challenge yourself, to showcase your skill set, to show things you've been working on, challenging yourself to be, the best or as good as somebody else, or even just being a little bit better at your activity. And events are a really great way to do both, connect with others, and to find ways to challenge yourself. And so you're seeing these events kind of pop up and boom on our public lands. And I think we need to do a better job of navigating those. We need to make sure that they are not preventing other people from using our public lands, right? We don't want our public lands to become privatized through these events. But we also want to support those events because mm-hmm. they're highlighting the great assets of our public lands and of our recreational resources and providing really great opportunities for people. So I think that's a pet project that we're going to be working on. The last one I'll highlight is our sustainable development. Sustainability is huge across the Commonwealth. We have a climate action plan. We're in the process of actually renewing and kind of updating our climate action plan, both to mitigate and reduce our overall contribution to climate change, but also to adapt to our shifting climate. Right, our climactic patterns are shifting. We're getting hotter, wetter summers. Major intense storms, right? We got 6-7 inches of rainfall. And so we've got to adapt to those things, right? We need to create more riparian buffers that can handle that increased rainfall. We need to navigate and design our parks to be, provide shade opportunities and provide cooling opportunities for people in the face of high heat days. And we also need to ensure that those parks aren't going to be flooded out or left unpopulated because it's so hot, right? So sustainable development in our recreation space is incredibly important. I'm a former sustainability professional before I got into working for DCNR, and so that's a really high value of mine, and I think we're going to focus a lot on that in this next recreation plan.
Well, it's clear the passion shows, and I think that's just such a key motivator in getting these projects going. Yeah. So really excited to see how those pan out in the next few years.
Yeah.
And the South Mountain Partnership is also excited to get started on some of the action plan projects identified in our State of the Region project. Mm, so yeah. Our State of the Region project is a three-part project. We have a report card talking about some environmental health metrics, communicating those to the region, along with some interactive maps so that you can visually see some of those environmental health metrics in action, along with a set of recommendations that will help keep our region preserved and healthy. And we already talked about a regional trail system, which is one of those action plan projects. But two others you might potentially be interested in are surveying our historic resources and visioning wildlife corridors to help connect those key patches of land that maybe don't have as much connectivity anymore. So if there's any projects that might align with that,
yeah, the wildlife corridors are awesome, and I think connecting the South Mountain region to the Kittatinny Ridge conservation landscape, which goes all the way up, actually into and borders New Jersey, those are really, really important landscapes, particularly for our migratory birds, and so I think it's really awesome that South Mountain's focused on that. The historic preservation is also really neat. I talked about events, right? And like recreationists, people who are doing activities, wanting to connect with others around their activity. But actually what's really interesting is one of the highest attended events by Pennsylvanians and the recreation enthusiasts are historic and cultural events. Right. So are those historic events, whether they are celebrating a particular moment in history or events that are fundraisers for a particular historic preservation effort, whatever it might be, people really like going to historic and heritage area type themed events. And I think it's really great because what it does, one is it brings people out. It's a thing to do with your family. It can be an economic driver, an opportunity for a region or an organization. And it connects people to the places they call home, right? The places that that we occupy, right? Strip malls, when you've seen one TJ Maxx and a Target in a shopping center, you've seen them all, right? And it's nothing against Target or TJ Maxx, right? They're great. We need those places. But in some way, we've become placeless as a society, right?
Like, I could drive
across the country and I could go to one shopping center that looks identical to the next shopping center, right? And that's economies of scale, and it makes sense from a business standpoint to do that. But what it does is it divorces us from the landscapes that we call home, right? The places in the South Mountain region, from Northern Adams County to Cumberland County, and beyond. We have a unique landscape here, right? And our historic, by having historic preservation and historic events, it recalls that the place of home. It develops that sense of place. And they're really, really important for us to continue to support and highlight the way our region has such a deep-rooted history.
Absolutely, and that connection is just so important, especially for organizations like us, because when you feel connected, then you want to help preserve and protect those resources. Yeah. So, and I think that goes hand in hand with the mental health issue,
yeah,
getting people connected and out there and feeling into their community. I think that'll really help as well.
Absolutely.
So what does being a partner of SMP mean to you and your organization, and what benefits does it have?
Yeah, like I said, we are dependent on our partners. Our partners are fantastic, from municipalities to nonprofits. South Mountain Partnership is a unique partnership in that it is one of 8 conservation landscapes. And these conservation landscapes are priority regions across the state that have unique ecological resources and unique history that it is a strategic investment to preserve and to work in on projects within these regions, right? And so as a Commonwealth that is and an agency that is responsible for the protection, enhancement, and enjoyment, for people's enjoyment of our natural resources now and into the future, we really look to our conservation landscapes, which have that unique historical component as well as unique ecological component. We look to you all to help us, you know, achieve that mission. And so the South Mountain Partnership is really an awesome model. Of the conservation landscape model is fantastic because partnership defines your success, right? And you talked about that right off at the get-go. It is really about connecting governments, connecting businesses, connecting private landowners and citizens all together to achieve an end goal or an end project, which ultimately is the betterment of a place, the betterment of a region. And so we really rely on our conservation landscapes, like South Mountain Partnership, to really achieve those goals of preservation and land preservation, conservation, recreation, historic preservation, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate that, and yeah, we hope that we can continue benefiting from DCNR and that DCNR can continue benefiting from us, and that we'll have a lot of work to do together over the next couple years, but it's going to be good work that we're all passionate about.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming out and sharing all of your insight with us.
Yeah.
And this has been Open House with Community Media.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you.